Yeah, this is Mark.
Hi, Mark. Good morning. My apologies. I know we were playing a little phone tag there.
Hey, how you doing?
Appreciate you calling back. No worries. So from what I gather, I saw you have a Chicago area code. Are you based out of Chicago?
No, I'm from Chicago, but I live in North Carolina.
Okay, cool. So you found the beach,
yeah.
Right?
Exactly. I slowly moved. Yeah, we migrated to Charlotte and then kept going east. And now we're in.
When I was in my younger days, when I was doing outside sales, I lived in Chicago for 6 months. It was a great time, actually. I was in Westmont, if you're familiar with that area.
I grew up in Hinsdale.
Oh, nice.
I grew up in Hinsdale, which is right next door to, yeah.
There you go.
Again,
and, you know, I would definitely go back there. It was probably one of my favorite places to live in my 20s.
Oh yeah, it's a fun place. It definitely is a fun place, but winters are brutal, so you know.
Right.
You kind of
right.
Take the good with the bad.
Well, the beauty of my experience, maybe I didn't even get to experience the winter. I was only there from March to September because we would travel to different cities and do sales, and my boss didn't want to stop in Chicago, which I wanted to, but
right.
They wanted to.
Well, I mean. You know, March, you still get a little winter, though, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little chill. Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
It was a little chilly, but
I didn't
catch one snow.
That's good.
Yeah,
summers are awesome in Chicago.
Right. We were just playing cornhole and grilling out pretty much every
nice.
Day we had a chance. There you go.
Westmont.
So, obviously, so you work with Walter. I'm assuming he's a client of yours. Is that how it works?
He's a friend, and he's a friend that I do some. He's not a direct client for my consulting company, but I do stuff for him.
Gotcha. He mentioned that you are nice. So he mentioned you're quite the go-to guy when it comes to computer-related stuff. He said you're an IT guy. I didn't think it was IT, but that's just how he labeled it. So what is that your expertise falls in?
Well, I'm a Microsoft partner, so primarily Microsoft 365 infrastructure, Azure.
So you do a lot of, like server and cloud and stuff like that?
Yeah, but more infrastructure, not... You know, not programming, not web development. We farm all that stuff out. We don't do.
Gotcha.
I mean, I'm familiar enough with it to be dangerous, but not, you know, I don't, like I said, we would farm that stuff out, not do it ourselves.
And then so just with your expertise on that end, the way Walter thinks about it, he just lumps your expertise with anything related to computer existence, right?
Yeah, basically. I mean, like, you know, I wouldn't say computer illiterate, but close.
At least he embraces it, right? That's important.
He knows he wants to. He knows he wants a presence. You know. I mean, he's in the service industry, and he knows he wants a presence. There's a lot of opportunity in this area for construction and painting and all the stuff that he does. From a contractor's perspective, but he knows that he needs to be. Relevant online.
And so to make things easy, obviously, I want to walk you through what we do. Most likely it's going to take everything off your plate in terms of the marketing side for the most part. And then if you want to help a little bit in regards to promoting him, the only thing we ask is if you help manage social media posts, if Walter has you tabbed for that, then that'd be really helpful.
We don't do
the Facebook posts. We'll do the Facebook build out. So we'll build out his Facebook business profile. We'll build out a brand new website for him because he still has his website of WBPandR.com. That's his website, right?
I don't know. I mean, I know we threw up a just a shell of one, but I don't know that that's the, maybe that is. I don't even know if he owns that domain still, does he?
Well, it has the number 910-471-9100, so I hope that's his.
Oh, yeah. What is the address?
The address listed here, connected to your Google business profile is 8 Salisbury Street West.
Oh, yeah, 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 no, that's it. Yeah, so you're saying that, and the Google, yeah.
Is, oh, the website address here, I'll text it to you right now just so you can see it there. Or you meant the web address.
Riceville Beach, RBP, yeah, Riceville Beach Painting and Renovation.
And R, because he was doing and renovation, I guess, on his
website.
Yeah. I just sent it over.
Website. You know, the website's not a...
It's okay. That's what we're here for, right?
Not
like,
a, it's not a valid, I mean, it's valid, but, you know, that's a templated site with a couple of extra things. So all of the content on there is, 90% of the content is...
Not completed.
Exactly.
And that's okay. So I'm going to show you one that...
And I'm mostly not going to complete it. I mean, we can... attempt to complete it, but, you know, nailing him down and then also completing it.
You're good. This is why you're going to like us, because this is going to...
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, it's going to take the minutiae out of the way. So basically, I just sent you a link to our sample website. Again, it's still based off a template, but it's more completely built out.
Yeah.
Let me know when you pull it up. And I sent it to your cell phone purposefully just so you can see it from a cell phone perspective. It is optimized for web browsing from a computer as well, but cell phone use is more applicable to our clients because, you know, as well as I do, 95% of the potential customers are going to be checking his website from their cell phone.
Right. Okay.
So did you pull up Fine Finish? Okay, so again, simple thing here. The main differential, he tried to do this properly on his, which is good, where you have that sticky header where it has the phone number, but instead of putting the phone number there for cell phone use, the click-to-call button is more essential, right? So we just leave that at the top when you're scrolling through. The logo can be replaced with his, like, coat-of-arms logo, or it looks like a medieval-like lion there.
Whatever.
Or griffin.
It's his family coat.
His family crest, right?
Sterling crest, yeah.
Nice. So again, all that can be there. This is fully customizable in its, you know, in and of it itself. So everything is buildable to where you can put in your photos in replace of any stock photos that we do. The blurbs, we have a lot of stock blurbs that are at least completed, but he can replace it with specific ones if he wants different types of things going on there. Mission statement, all those things, we can get customized for him, right? So that's a part of it. And then this is included with the program. I know I already mentioned the pricing to Walter, which is why he reached out to you. So I'll let you know up front, just as a reminder, it's a $249 all-in price on a month-to-month platform. It includes the website. We do the optimization on Google to make sure his search results are optimized for whatever he wants to be found for on his profile. But the other thing that's going to help both you and him specifically being the computer illiterate individual, is, to allow you on the back end to send out automated text messages or emails to prompt his clients to leave a review basically in real time. And that way he doesn't have to stare at them and just say, hey, can you leave me a review, and just wait for them to find him, right? It's just basically an email that says, you know, thank you, click here to leave a review for me on Google. And I'm sure you can appreciate this too, in the same regard, now, is that the reason why we do that is happy customers are less likely to leave a review than unhappy customers on their own accord.
You
got to kind of prod them, right? So we do that as well, Mark. And then, you know, that's part of the service on the back end. If you want to be in charge of dashboard, or if Walter, like, make sure you're taken care of financially to do that, then that's fine. It's just, again, we try to make things as easy as pie for you guys. Analytics are also there on the dashboard if you want to view, like, click-throughs, impressions, all those things there, keyword results.
Sure.
And then the most important thing for him, that he's already tried to set up with Angie's, which is kind of weird how Angie's does it. Angie's does it where you have to press the number 5 to connect with him. It's so weird. But anyway, did you notice that on his Angie's number?
No, I did not. I haven't really been involved in the Angie much at all, so...
Yeah, Angie's is a platform that is it's not great for guys who are in the field all the time.
Super intuitive. Yeah, and that's exactly, that was one of his rubs, was the fact that, you know, it's just, he'd be calling me all the time, hey, can you pull this you know, request. Can you do that? It's like, you should be able to do all that right from your phone or from your tablet when you're out in the field. And
yeah, it's because the way
he's not typically doing the work. He's out doing the estimates and.
Yeah, right. And, but the problem with Ange is instead of a call going directly to you and you paying for a lead pops and now you're in competition with five other people trying to call that customer first, you know, and that's just
right. That's exactly what
really,
it is. I mean, that's
really frustrating. So in this case, right, it's more of an inbound promotion, right, where the calls will just come into Walter as we, and it's direct. So we do have a tracking number similar to Angie's, but it's not like Angie's in that Angie's tracking number says when you call the number that he has through Angie's, the 3249 number that we initially called, it says press 5 to connect. It says thank you for calling Angie's, press 5 to connect, and that is that's not good for Walter's sake.
Yeah, it was kind of like the Google voice, remember?
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it's almost like he's screening out the caller as opposed to just being a normal guy accepting the call, which a normal customer probably would appreciate that too, someone that they call and get a voice on it. So anyway, so we do provide a tracking number, but the tracking number is only for analytics purposes. When Walter gets a call that goes through the tracking number, it'll go straight to him, and he'll also see exactly what number the call is coming from. So there's no hiding in that. Like Andrew may do sometimes.
Right. Okay.
So the only difference that you'll notice or whoever's looking through the dashboard is it records the data of every call that comes in. And the main reason for this is accountability, just so that way we can be held accountable when we say we produced X amount of calls or whatever the case may be. You'll have records of all that as opposed to it just being something that you think we shot from the hip try to convince them to stay on. So that's a part of it as well. But again, the second prong that Walter would probably benefit the most from in the short run is our Facebook advertising. So you're familiar with how Facebook booth ads work? I don't need to explain that to you too much, right?
No.
Okay. So basically, we run $100 worth of Facebook booth ads included within that $249 price point. And we can build out the Facebook business profile just to kind of get that going. If he needs a refresher of it. Let me see. I'm checking it right now. Oh, his link doesn't even go to a Facebook. It goes to Wix, which is Facebook.
Because it's just the default. Yeah.
All right. No,
I don't know. I'm pretty sure he doesn't even have a presence there. The business.
Okay. Well, as long as he has a personal Facebook page or whoever manages it, we'll build out the business Facebook page.
Okay.
And we'll get that created.
So he'll need that. If he may have it, I don't know, but he may not want to. I don't know. I'll follow up with him on that, though. It makes sense.
Yeah, so as long as you guys share the URL whenever we do the onboarding, usually onboarding's done after today's call. It could be either later today or, like, Monday, and then maybe that'll give you enough time to collect whatever you need.
Yeah, I would say Monday would probably be best. Yeah.
Okay, so all we would need for onboarding call after today's, like, initial setup call is Facebook personal profile. Eventually, we're going to need a login to his Google Business profile.
Okay.
And also log into his personal Facebook page.
Okay.
And then finally, if he still owns this domain, log into the domain so that way we can just throw up the content. Like what you saw.
Yeah, I don't know who's managing the DNS. It's probably Wix. I mean, we probably bought that through Wix directly.
Which means you're probably paying $30 a month. So this $250 might save you that $30 because we can manage it and port it over if you need us to.
We can move the domain name to you, and you guys manage the DNS on that too then?
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Let's see. Just go up and log in.
Yeah, we take over domains all the time, just as long as you guys have the actual ownership of it. And if you don't, we'll make a brand new domain, which I'm sure is not a problem either.
I think I think that's an upfront one time, you know, whatever.
Oh, it wasn't one where they manage it for like $30 a month? Okay.
I'm like 90% sure. I'd have to go back to my notes and look, but I'm like, I think it was, you know, 1 year for whatever X and 2 years for.
Okay. So for today, I'll let the onboarding team know, and we'll schedule Monday's call at the end of this call. But for today, I'll let the onboarding team know we will use this domain. But if by Monday you need us to build a new domain, just say so.
Okay.
Again, it's not changing the cost at all. So, again, to reiterate the pricing, it's $249 month to month. Let me know what you need from me, Mark, in terms of before we move forward and get it set up.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, as far as any of the billing and payment and stuff like that, Walter's going to handle that directly.
I'm not
technical support on that.
He wanted to give you permission to do it. I don't know if he gave you verbal permission.
He needs to give me a card or something. Yeah, I haven't got anything yet, so I'll have to call him.
Okay.
That's fine.
Cool. No worries. No worries. So then what I'll do is when we get set up, do you want me to call you back later? You shoot me a text message and I'll call you if you want to reach out to Walter.
I can do that either way. Do you get my text to that? Do you have a direct
line? I did. So when you text back to 877, it has like a 3 to 5 minute delay just because it goes through our server and then routes.
Yeah, it gets routed. Okay. Okay. All right, cool. So I can just reply to that. That's fine.
Cool. All right. So again, that's pretty much it. And then same thing I mentioned to Walter, there is a one-time setup fee, but he dealt with Angie, so he's happier with this one. It is $99 to cover all the initial programming. So today's cost would be $348, assuming that's when he wants to move forward.
Okay. $348. Cool. Got it. No problem.
Awesome. All right.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Thanks so much, Mark. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you. All right, John.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.